Topic 7.1. Succession. This MP3 revises ecological succession as part of the A2 biology specification. Ecosystems are constantly changing. Sometimes we can see these changes, for example, if a garden becomes very overgrown. However, we often can't see the changes because they take place over a long period of time. Millions of years ago, there were no Himalayan mountains, and at some time in the future, there may not be again. When ecosystems change, the species that live there also change. This change in species is called succession. Succession takes place in several stages, and usually starts with an area of bare soil or rock. The soil may be bare because of a recent volcanic eruption, glaciers retreating, or mud building up at the end of a river. However, the soil may also be bare because of human activity, for example, cutting down forests. The first plants that grow on the bare rock are species such as lichens. These are called the pioneer species. The lichens are good pioneers because they can withstand dry conditions. Good pioneer species can withstand a hostile environment with little water or mineral ions and can germinate quickly. Over time, the rock is eroded into sand or soil, and when lichens die, they add mineral ions to the soil. The soil is then more suited to other species, such as mosses and ferns, to take over. Mosses and ferns are known as secondary colonisers. They require a thin layer of soil to colonise an area. They are also less hardy and need regular water. Even a thin layer of soil can retain water, providing the plant with mineral ions such as nitrogen and potassium. When mosses and ferns die, they add their mineral ions to the soil, and the layer of soil becomes thicker. It is then able to support small flowering plants such as grasses, daisies, and dandelions. These are known as the tertiary colonisers. Over time, other species such as shrubs will begin to colonise the land. This area is then known as scrubland. This takes some time to develop, as shrubs may take a few years to grow to full height. The roots of the shrubs grow deeper into the land and stabilise the soil. This means that soil is less likely to be washed away by rain and can retain more water and mineral ions. Eventually, scrubland will give way to trees and become woodland. This is the climax community, the final stage of succession. This final stage does depend on abiotic factors, such as rainfall and average temperature. In deserts and the deep Arctic, there are no forests, as there is not enough water and the temperatures are too extreme. As the land changes, so do the animal species that live there. The change in animal species at each stage of succession depends on what food is available. For example, the first stage of succession provides a habitat for microscopic animals, such as detritus feeding mites. The second stage of succession has more plant species in it and can therefore provide a habitat for slightly larger animals, such as earthworms and insects. By the time the land reaches its climax community, there will be many birds and mammals living there as well. The climax community has great biodiversity. Many species of plants and animals live there. The reason for this biodiversity is that there are a lot of different types of plants and therefore a lot of food sources and shelter for animals. Biodiversity may decrease slightly due to competition. It is common to find a dominant plant species and a dominant animal species in a particular habitat. There, now we've revised what succession is, let's have a think about some typical questions. Question 1. Give an example of a pioneer species. An example of a pioneer species is lichens. Question 2. Why might there be an area of bare soil or rock? There may be an area of bare soil or rock because of recent volcanic eruption, glaciers retreating, or deforestation. Question 3. What kind of plant species would you expect to see in the climax community? You would expect to see trees in a climax community. Question 4. Why might you not expect to see woodlands in the desert? You would not expect to see woodlands in the desert because there is not enough water. To summarise, how the land changes over time and how this can have an influence on the species that live there. How the land came to be bare, and then all of the different stages of succession. The kind of plants you would expect to see at each stage, and why they are particularly suited to it. The increase in biodiversity through the stages of succession, and why this increase occurs. The impact of competition, with reference to the dominant species in the climax community.